Do you want to stop smoking weed?
Yes.
And why do you want to stop?
Because nothing good comes out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just wasting my time, and nothing, there's no, it's just destructive in every kind of way, how I eat, how I sleep, how I talk to other people.
Amazing. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. I want to go all the way out to Germany and talk to Lucas in Germany. In German. A first-time caller, Lucas. Lucas, thank you for calling.
Hi,
your other.
Jesse.
How are you doing, Lucas?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me on your show.
I really
appreciate what you do.
Right on, man. I appreciate you calling. What time is it over in Germany?
It should be around 6 o'clock in the evening.
Amazing, man. Thank you for your call. Go ahead.
My question was, how do I know that I'm forgiven by God? If I do something really wrong, for example, I lie to somebody or I smoke weed, and then the next day I realize it was wrong, I promise to God I won't do it again, and then I do it again. How do I know that I'm forgiven?
Okay.
Or how do I change that?
I understand that. Really good question. First of all, never make a promise to God that you're not going to do anything again, because you're lying and you're setting yourself up to do it again. And when you do it again, you're judging yourself even more so, because now you broke a promise to God and then you end up doing it again. So never make a promise that you never do it again. Never say what you won't do. All right.
Okay.
Because you're being set up.
How do I turn it back when I already did the mistake?
I'm going to tell you in a minute, but just know that when you make a promise, when you say you never do something, you're setting yourself up to do it, because you're not God. You can't make yourself not do anything, all right? So don't never say you're not going to do it again. Secondly,
okay. The
problem is not the lie you told, which should not be happening. You shouldn't be lying, even though there is a time to lie, but you shouldn't be lying. And the way you get away from it, don't hate yourself when you do it. Don't judge yourself for it. Just know that you lie and that it should not have happened, and be aware of that, and it will change. You'll find yourself not lying anymore. But don't judge yourself.
The same goes with weed?
Yeah. I mean, do you want to stop smoking weed?
Yes.
And why do you want to stop?
Because nothing good comes out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just wasting my time, and nothing, there's no, it's just destructive in every kind of way, how I eat, how I sleep, how I talk to other people.
Yeah. How old are you?
That's bad.
Lucas, how old are you?
I'm 32.
You're 32. Right. Have you gone and forgiven your parents, like I say, request?
I forgave my mother, and actually it was amazing. I was really emotional.
Uh-huh.
I felt like really I had to cry inside when I talked to my mother, and I was shaking.
Right.
And my mother, she stayed pretty cool. But then she said something that was really, it was strange. She told me, like 2 weeks earlier, she was talking to a friend of hers, and the friend asked her, is there something that you wouldn't tell Lucas? Anything in the world that you wouldn't tell your son? And she said, yeah, I wouldn't tell my son that I had an abortion before I got him. And then she told me that, and I told her I don't judge her for it. I think it's wrong. I don't judge her for it.
Right on.
And she doesn't believe in God at all. And I said to her, you should ask God for forgiveness. And then she said, oh, I forgave myself already. And I think that's wrong. I think you cannot forgive yourself.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Have you gone and dealt with your mother?
That was my mother.
I mean, I'm sorry, your father?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't see so many things that he did wrong. With my mother, I saw like obvious things that went wrong.
Right.
In my childhood.
And so,
and
are you close to your father then?
I'm very close to him, yeah.
Oh, good. Are you doing my silent prayer .video? You doing that?
I do it sometimes, and then
suffer.
I slip into that whole thing about, then I smoke weed again, and then it goes for like a whole week. And then I don't feel worthy to to pray at all and to go into the silent prayer because I feel like I'm doing something nasty, something wrong.
And the reason you feel that way, Lucas, is because you're judging yourself for smoking the weed. Just when you know, like, just notice that you're about to smoke it. Don't get all into it and just watch yourself smoking the weed and it'll fall away. It's not a big deal. Don't make a big deal out of it. It's something you need and want to overcome, but don't make it a big deal because the sin is the anger in your heart. The weed is not the sin. The weed is to cover up for the anger and try to make you feel better, right? But if you don't make it a big deal, you'll fall away from it. You won't want it. You'll lose the appetite for it.
But will I still be judged for it if I do something wrong?
But,
and I say I forgive myself, will I still be judged by God for it?
God is not going to judge you for smoking weed. God only wants you to have a pure heart. He wants you to have love in your heart, not hatred. And the weed will fall away because you won't need it. You will have perfect peace. The only people who smoke weed are those who are in conflict with God. They don't have peace. So God's not going to judge you for smoking weed. And stop listening to the lies in your head about that. Satan is lying to you.
Thank you very much. That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, I encourage you to doubt every thought about that. Don't believe anything that thought says about anything, all right? They all lies all the time.
But what a lie, and I know it's bad to lie. And then I should not judge myself for it.
Right. Just know you lie, and you don't want to do it, and you stop. But don't judge yourself for doing it.
Okay. Thank you a lot, Jesse.
That help?
Yeah, it helps a lot.
All right. Stop judging. Don't have any opinion about anything. Just be the observer. It's so amazing. But don't have an opinion about it.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
All right, let me know how it goes, Lucas.
I will, and I will need to talk to my father as well.
Yes, absolutely.
I need to forgive him. Because the crazy thing is, if I have a little bit more time, that this whole smoking weed thing, it came through my father a little bit as well. Because when I was like 18 years old, he smoked a joint with me.
Amazing. Yeah, he should not have done that.
I know, but he was raised that you should be like a friend with your son, you know? Because back then in Germany, like, the fathers, they were not friends with their son. They were just, like, teachers for their son.
Right.
And the next generation, they try to be, like, friends with your son and with your daughter.
No, you shouldn't be friends with your kids. You're supposed to be a parent.
Well, yeah, I see that.
Forgive your father for that. He was misguided.
I will.
All right. And go back to the silent prayer. Stay with it. Doubt every thought, and it's going to all change, all right?
Awesome. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
You're welcome. Call me again.
I will. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. All the way from Germany. Isn't that amazing? It's the spirit the same everywhere. It's the same spirit. Amazing. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, and share the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show, folks. We really appreciate it. We are at war. It is a spiritual battle for the soul of America. And it's going to take all of us to do it.